forget presidents and sports stars. Those are some of the worst jobs in the country, according to a new survey. So, what are the best? Well, all you have to do is look in the Silicon Valley, and that's where we find New Center 4's Carl Swanken right now, live in San Jose. Carl?
Well, Wendy, a New York writer was able to take data from the Department of Labor, Census, and telephone interviews to rank 250 jobs, and he did them by income, stress, physical demands, potential growth, job security, and work environment, and that all bodes well for the perceived culture of the Silicon Valley. You have to have a sense of humor when you're the webmaster, but Martin Hardy points out there are a lot of benefits to this highly ranked job.
One of the cool things about the job is that we all get to draw on the wall in crayon.
And the walls reveal the tremendous amount of work facing the webmasters at Sun Microsystems. Hardy's office is crammed with work, so he got a chuckle out of the news that the jobs-rated almanac says webmasters have low stress, short hours, and room for growth.
There's definitely a lot of room for growth.
None of it's true. It's long hours.
Web mistress Casey Cameron says it's constant deadlines and a lot of stress in managing a corporate website.
It's kind of like waves, like surf, you know, it comes over us and then we kind of recuperate.
Can we open a term window or edit some HTML?
Hardy at the keyboard says it's also a job where an advanced education helps, and he recalls a recent 3 a.m. deadline for his staff.
And then they had just a full day of meetings and hacking web pages and Photoshop work ahead of them.
That aside, the pay is good, the dress code is cool. It's similar to that of statisticians and mathematicians, the top-ranked jobs in the almanac, followed by computer systems analyst, hospital administrator, and historian. Erminia Briers holds one of the worst-ranked jobs, taxi driver. Bad environment, high stress, says the almanac. And Herminia.
Oh, we have to deal with dispatchers, and then we deal with the public, and the public a lot of times are not very, you know, kind to us.
Also on the worst jobs list, football players, race car drivers, firefighters, and the worst rated job, president of the U.S.
Sometimes I feel like the fire hydrant looking at a pack of dogs.
The reason here and for the others, the job and the salary don't grow. And, Wendy, as you may have noticed, our jobs did not come in at the top five or the worst five in the Jobs Rated Almanac. Back to you.
Okay, Carl. The Almanac also lists the jobs with the best perks. Geologists are on the top of that list because they get subsidized housing during field trips, private offices, trips to exotic places, and assistance.